Greetings to everyone in cyberspace. This is Kwaiti Nam, 17th of April, and aloha. We're very happy to be back with you after our wonderful retreat. The last day of the retreat, we had a beautiful visit from Pandit Ravi Shankar, who is a very famous teacher of the Hindu religion, and he is working with the tribes of India, establishing many, many schools. We received a book today on anger management. A lot of people are very angry today. They're angry at their spouse, they're angry at their boss, they're angry at themselves for being angry. This is a really wonderful book. We're going to review it in Hinduism Today, our international magazine. If you are an angry person, and I think that out of the many, many people who are tuning in to Kwaiti Nam today, you might want to pick up a copy of this book. Many people are angry because of what is in the subconscious mind, their experiences and their emotion locked into the experience, and the memory pattern of their mind keeps them stirred up all the time. Anger is a lower emotion. And it comes in various forms: pouting, long silences, spouting out at improper moments, being unreasonable. Many people who have had drugs have touched into higher chakras, but opened permanently the lower chakras where anger exists. And anger comes up unbidden at all sorts of times for no particular reason. Their nerves are kind of raw. Drug experiences can be very expensive on the nerve system and a deterrent to spiritual unfoldment. Carrying resentments in the subconscious mind is prolonged anger that lives with a person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. How do you get rid of it? Resentment? Well, you can realize that what has happened to you, you created sometime back in this life or previous life, and it's just coming back to you. So don't fight life. Many people on the spiritual path, or trying to get on the spiritual path, or interested in learning about the spiritual path, and we shall redefine what the spiritual path is. It is the path of bringing the soul qualities out, and everyone has the same kind of soul qualities. They're all in four-letter words: love, nice, those nice four-letter words. Everyone has those qualities, able to be nice, able to give love, able to find happiness by making someone else happy. Those are soul qualities, because the soul is a radiant body of light made up of quantum particles, and around it, it has an astral body, it has an intellect that it can use, and it has a physical body, and yes, it does have emotions that are not the soul, but a tool of the soul. The intellect is not the soul, but a tool of the soul. And the five states of mind are not the soul, but a tool of the soul. Because the soul is perfect Sat Chit Ananda, perfect bliss. And that's worth getting on the spiritual path to find out. And anger is one of the biggest barriers, because you can do much sadhana. You can do a month of sadhana and gain a lot of positive energy and dissipate that energy and lose it in 5 minutes of anger. It just all goes away and you're back to square one. You're back to the starting place. Many people on the spiritual path are just spinning their wheels. They perform sadhana. They are very sincere, and also anger destroys the results of that sadhana.